Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which again this year is ranked among the top 25 community colleges in the nation, according to College Choice, also one of the top 10 digital community colleges. We're going to kick off this week's show, and yes, there's a little pun in there as well, with our head football coach at Northeast, Greg Davis. Coach, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Appreciate it, Will. Thanks.
Well, you'll kick off the season before we know it at Southwest on August 30th, our first home game the following week against Colin. You had your team on campus for the first term of summer school. What did you and your staff see out of the Tigers those 4 weeks?
Well, we saw some kids that really looked pretty good. I mean, we're definitely have more depth in the defensive side of the ball. We're a little bit more talented on the offensive skill position. We got a healthy quarterback, so that's a positive. And we also have some depth there. So overall, I thought we did really well this June, and we're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, we are too. And of course, no pads with these workouts in June, but did anybody grab your attention? Maybe anybody stand out?
Our quarterback, Zach Oden, of course, he got hurt the second game of the second series last year. Really came in this summer, and he did a wonderful job throwing the football. He made some fantastic throws. We're really looking forward to seeing what he could do in the fall. Offensive line is gelling. That was one of the positions I thought that we needed to get better at. And so far, I think we're better in the offensive line than where we were a year ago. Receiver-wise, skill talent definitely increased. Athletic ability, we're excited about that. A couple of guys really stepped up. Terrence Rowe out of Aberdeen, really a high-volume guy that can really stretch the field and do some good things. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can develop into. And we got a walk-on kid by the name of Carson Banks. It was fantastic. So some guys that really performed there. Defensively, hey, defensive line did a really pretty good job. We need to get in shape, and that was one of the questions we had. We got to get in shape there on the defense line. Linebackers, definitely a lot better. A lot of depth there. We look better. We're longer. We're leaner. We can run better. Defensive backs, we got four or five Division I caliber defensive backs, and we got some backups. So we feel really good in that game. But I think where we increased probably the best and what we're the most excited about is actually our kicking game. Michael Bogus out of Corinth and a kid by the name of Grissom out of Fulton have been lights out all summer. I mean, they're punting the ball an average of 47, 50 yards.
Wow.
And, you know, that was a spectacular thing to see. And our kicking game obviously was not very good a year ago. We needed to get better. And those two additions right there have been a phenomenal. I can go home and sleep now. But we haven't started the season, Will. Haven't started the season. Sometimes that's when kickers get a little scared, Will. So we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, just hearing your take on offense, defense, special teams, you know, sometimes we ask coaches what do you think the identity of the team is or where you're going to hang your hat on this year. Well, it sounds like you've got you can put a couple hats up there, at least your take right now during the preseason.
Well, you know, last year, and we've talked about it before, we were 10 points away from being 6-3 again. And so we had the nucleus. We just didn't finish. And obviously a couple of injuries hurt us. The kicking game hurt us. So we got better. And with those guys coming back, our expectation level is high. Offensively speaking, we feel like that we can be very good. We feel like that we can compete at a high level. We've gotten better skill players than what we've had in the past. Not that those kids were terrible, but we just got better. We got better depth. And that was one of the things that we lost a lot last year is just some depth and replacing those guys from the 16 season. We had a big class that year in 16, and we just didn't have the experience and depth. Now we're bringing those new kids in and bringing the kids coming back. We feel like we have a really good football team offensively. And Doug Saylor, he goes by Josh McDaniels also. Cord Wright calls him Josh McDaniels. We have like 7,000 plays, all right? And you need an encyclopedia or something to call them, but, you know, we feel really good about what we're doing offensively with our talent. We got to now, once fall camp starts, put it all together. So defensively, same way. We feel really talented. Like we got athletes. We feel like that we can match up with some people, play different coverages, blitz a little bit more, move some people around, maybe take some chances that we didn't have to in the past because we have a little bit better talent pool, a little bit more, I guess you can say, smarter football player and better athlete in some spots. So we just feel good. But again, it all comes down to execution. It all comes down to, you know, doing the right thing and, you know, making plays.
Well, I know you've got some time in July this month to kind of recharge the battery before.
No.
No? There'll be no recharging?
No recharging. We got to go. We work nonstop, Will.
Well, the players report on the 5th of August. The fall drills begin on the 6th. You talked about the kicking game has helped you sleep better at night. How about some concerns, though, coming into the fall camp? What needs to happen this year for the Tigers to regain what happened a couple years ago?
78 and sunny, baby. That's what we look at every day.
78 and sunny. Not going to get that. I'm not a meteorologist, but I don't think we'll get 78 and sunny in August for the preseason drills. But what needs to happen? What do you think? If there are a couple things that...
The biggest thing, Will, is, you know, you always got to start out fast. And the more we're in shape, the better condition we are mentally and physically, the better we're going to start out camp. And you go back to the 16 season when we had a really good season. We started out, we won the first game against Pearl River. And then we went on the road and won a really tough game versus East Central. And so when you look at our schedule, it's kind of the same. I mean, you go down to Southwest.
Right.
They got a new coaching staff, but, you know, most likely Tim Stowers is going to run the option. We know that. Kind of blind about that whole defensive side of the ball. I don't know. But at the end of the day, we feel like that we have an upper hand. That, you know, Tim wasn't in there in spring ball, but he didn't have a staff, some of those things. But at the end of the day, we feel like that we're going to go out there and we're going to compete. And then we come home versus Colin, and that's where it all starts, you know. The old saying in football is the first game is one thing, okay? You want to win. You always want to win. You want to win in everything. Like I told the official one day, everything counts, okay? Everything counts. It all matters. And those zebras, they don't understand that, okay? Sometimes they go for that other group across the field. But, you know, at the end of the day, everything matters. But where you improve from game one to game two is really the mark of your season, okay? And because that's after that first initial contact for the first week. It's after that first initial mistake that you can correct. And so once they get to see it live, and that's the hardest thing to simulate is live play and physicality. And so once you get into that aspect, where you progress from week one to week two is the mark of your season. And so last year I felt like we did a pretty good thing there in week two. We just lost our quarterback. We lost the kicking game. And so we got a good group of kids. I feel really confident about what they do on and off the field. And they're a unique group. And when the young kids mature fast enough and the old guys lead, that's when good things happen.
Yeah, that's when the magic happens. And I know a lot of the folks that are listening here,
you're fired up, Will?
I'm fired up.
You got to get fired up, baby.
I'm fired up because I can't wait till Meet the Tigers. That'll be on August 28th. That'll be here before we know it. You'll get a chance to see your favorite Tiger or two and get some autographs and get some pictures. I'm ready for the season. It'll be here before we know it, Coach.
That's one of those things that, you know, people say, well, you got some downtime. No. Football is all year round, and there is no downtime. And preparation is everything, and that's why I said earlier, July, yeah, I'll take a day or two here and there. But at the end of the day, it's scheduling, it's putting events together, it's organizing, it's getting everybody on the same page day in and day out, and we're ready to go, and I'm excited about the season. You know, I know that everybody else is. It's football season. It's getting that kind of time of year where everybody gets excited. I mean, I know we're not in Wisconsin. Maybe it's 75 and sunny in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we can get that up there.
But not here in the good old South.
Not till October.
But at the end of the day, we got great fans. We got great people around us. And we're looking forward to nothing but success this season.
Well, always a pleasure having you on the show. Enjoy hanging out with you here on Tiger Talk, and we wish you all the best this upcoming season for you and the Tigers.
Muchas gracias.
Time to bring in my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department, Kenny Paulgino. KP, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Great to be here.
It is always good to have you, and it's hard to believe the summer orientation sessions wrapped up today. I know you and I both enjoy being a part of these. I thought they were quite successful, the new format this year.
They were successful. Of course, last week I had a fill-in for you, speaking at the podium for my first time, so it was interesting for me, but a lot of kids. Seen a lot of different kids. I think enrollment's up, and I think the way we did it this year worked a lot better. Kids felt more enticed to themselves, to individuality. That way they wasn't shy. You know, this is me coming my first day from high school. I was shy, but I like how we did it.
No doubt. Much more intimate, more one-on-one. And, yes, you did a good job doing the welcome on my behalf last week, and I appreciate you filling in. Phyllis Colson, so much going on, continuing ed again this year. And I know there's a new Smart Start rotation that's going to be beginning on Monday, August the 6th at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir. We got that new Smart Start rotation. This is through Smart Start. You can work on your HSE skills, earn work ethics, earn National Career Readiness Certification, earn your OPAC certifications, earn communication skills, earn possible college credit. And it's also the Northeast Mississippi Community College Adult Education Smart Start class. It's the first step to achieving your educational and career goals. And we have, of course, our five county locations. So call your location to enroll today in Alcorn County. It's 662-696-2346. Here in Prentice County, it's 662-720-7184. Tippah County, 662-871-0081. And Tishomingo, 662-424-9977. And in Union County, 662-692-1501.
Sounds wonderful. Appreciate your time as always, KP.
Thank you. And as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right. And with that, we'll put a bow on this week's show. So for our head football coach, Greg Davis, of course, Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. Of course, we can't put on this show without the help of all the work of Michael Miller. He does so much behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. Don't forget, we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.